I'm Eric Hartley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, and every year I take pleasure and pride in talking with the driver of the Ride of Pride from Schneider National, and this year it's Jay Hull. He's out there on the road, and he is driving that Ride of Pride truck, and he joins us right now. Jay, how are you, sir? Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm doing fine.
Give us some background. Who is Jay Hull? How long have you been driving?
I started driving when I was 18 in the U.S. Army. I joined the Army when I was 17, graduated high school and shipped off to training.
Right.
And I have been driving trucks since 1982.
Wow. Wow. That's great. How did you become the Ride of Pride driver?
Well, I started with Schneider in 2012, and I was an intermodal driver out of Chicago. I hauled railed freight. And there was a Ride of Pride truck that was assigned to hauling freight
right.
out of Chicago.
Right.
And the driver who drove that truck, Willie, he and I become friends. And he was coming up for retirement, and he was the driver of the 2008 Ride of Pride. And he wanted me to take over that truck when he retired. So that is how I got started in the Ride of Pride program.
Yeah.
And then I drove that truck for a year and a half, and I was selected to drive the 2015 Ride of Pride. So here I am.
Here you are. And as a Ride of Pride driver, what do you do? What's your job out there on the road?
I drive the rolling tribute, I call it, to all the veterans, past and present, and their families, because the families get just as much out of the truck as the actual veterans.
Sure.
And it's just it lets me, you know, show how I feel toward the veterans. And it also lets the public see how Schneider also loves their veterans of this country.
Yeah. You know, you're on the inside looking in as a part of Schneider, but what are your thoughts on the Ride of Pride program overall?
Well, I guess it comes back to the first time I ever saw one of the Ride of Pride trucks, which was in Chicago. I saw the 2008 was in there when I had come in to the yard there in Chicago. And I saw the truck for the very first time, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is this?
Right.
And, you know, so I went up to some of the people, the staff that worked there in the office, and they explained the truck to me.
Right.
And it just, from then on, it's been an honor for me to even be associated with the Ride of Pride trucks.
Yeah, it's really great. What kind of response do you get when you're out there, and how has that been for you when you get out? Just maybe you're fueling up, or maybe you're stopping for a break at a truck stop or somewhere. What kind of response do you get?
Overwhelming. I mean, it's all positive. You know, I stop at fuel stops, and I'll be on the fuel island.
Right.
And you can't go in to a fuel stop and not, you know, have someone come up, you know, sir, when you're done, can you pull up a little bit so I can get a picture?
Right.
People on the road, you know, I will be driving down the highway, and I will notice, you know, in my mirror, out of the corner of my eye, like a vehicle just like sitting beside me. And that always makes a driver nervous.
Sure,
anyway.
Sure.
And I will look down, and you know, the person will, you know, kind of lean down and give me a thumbs up and want me to blow the horn. And it just, you know, like now it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's just great. It's just, for those who have not seen it, walk us through. What are you looking at when you look at that truck? Give us a description. I know it's radio, but a little theater of the mind here. What's on that truck?
Okay, the 2015 Ride of Pride truck represents conflicts of the past.
Yeah.
And it has murals on it from World War I, II,
right.
Korea, and Vietnam.
Wow.
And this year's truck is the first year that it has been different on both sides.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, mirror the other side,
right,
so to speak. And it's very beautiful. It's done in black and white.
Yeah.
The actual photos are done in black and white.
Wow.
And then it also has the flag that starts at the hood and just waves all the way down the bottom of the tractor.
Right, right. Just terrific. And I know my father is a veteran of two foreign wars, including Korea and Vietnam. And I know so many veterans out there, even if they're not drivers, look at that as maybe they run into you, or even if they're just passing you on the road, and they take great pride in it and knowing what it is. And I'm certain that they appreciate it as well.
Yes, yes, they do. I mean, people will come up to the truck. They'll touch the truck. Veterans and you know, family members of veterans as well. And they'll get teary-eyed. You know, some of them will begin to cry.
Right.
You know, my grandfather was in, you know, Korea, and you know, I've seen pictures that resemble the mural on the side of the truck, and it brings a lot of emotions to me and them.
Yeah, it's hard not to be emotional.
Yes.
You know, if you truly appreciate how we got and how we maintain our freedom, then that's that emotion going into it, is that appreciation for all of those who made it home, like my father, and those who didn't.
Correct.
And it's just terrific. And I just hats off to Schneider for doing this. By the way, how many Ride of Pride trucks do we have out there from Schneider right now?
We have seven in the U.S.
Okay.
And two in Canada.
And two in Canada.
Nine total.
Wow. Wow. Just terrific. You know, I just I want to thank them, you know, for allowing us to talk to you and the other Ride of Pride drivers over the years and everything else. And we want to thank you for your military service. What was it that drew you to the Army?
Well, when I was young, when I was a youngster, two things in life I wanted to do. I wanted to always drive a big truck.
Right.
And I always wanted to be a soldier.
Yeah.
The G.I. Joes, you know, I always wanted to soldier G.I. Joe. So as I become older, and I was a senior in high school, the local Army recruiter called, and my father was drafted in the Army, and he wasn't really big on the idea of me going away to the Army.
Right.
But with a little bit of convincing, he agreed because my mom and dad had to co-sign because I was only 17 when I originally signed up.
Wow.
So they co-signed, and we all look back now, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Sure, sure.
So
yeah. Did you ever think, when you were learning all of those skills in the Army, did you ever think that would translate into a trucking career?
Yes. Yes, in a way, because the Army is where I initially learned how to drive a truck.
Right.
And, you know, I drove trucks in the Army off and on for 24 years,
right,
among other things. But in amongst that time, I still was in and out of driving.
Right.
And then when I retired from the Army, it just seemed fitting to continue to drive because I still enjoy driving trucks.
Right, right.
So, and Schneider has made that a perfect fit because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
both of my worlds come together.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're talking to somebody who's a veteran and maybe they're getting out of the military now, what are some of those benefits? What would be the benefit, I think, of signing on with a Schneider or just thinking about trucking as a career?
Well, Schneider, first of all, 27% of our drivers are prior service,
right,
or still serving in the Guard or Reserve. And, you know, Schneider just is, they're family-oriented. They treat you like family, and they really appreciate the military training that we have learned,
right,
in the military, and you can actually use that with Schneider.
Yeah, yeah. Is there something in your military career that really stands out in terms of memories for you?
I've had good memories in the Army. I had some not so good memories.
Sure.
Two tours in Iraq. They're just, I don't know, the pride.
Yeah.
The pride of every day putting on the uniform and,
right,
you know, saluting the flag.
Right, right, right.
It's just, there's not any one thing that really stands out, as far as my days in the military. It's just,
yeah,
I can definitely say I had many more good times than I did bad times.
Right, right.
And sometimes I still miss it.
Yeah, sure, sure. Is that, there's that brotherhood. I know my dad still will stay in by email and through websites. My dad will stay in contact with people he has served with, both in foreign wars and then and also during his other service here back stateside. Do you feel that same kinship? Is that a common thread in trucking in the military, where there's that kinship between all of those who are either part of trucking or part of military, that brotherhood, if you will?
Yes, there is. A good example is I'm still really good friends on Facebook with a lot of people I was in Iraq with, served
yeah.
in Iraq with,
yeah.
As well as drivers at Schneider,
right,
some of which are Ride of Pride drivers that I'm still very good friends with on Facebook. So,
right,
yes,
right. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How has this experience, now you're a Ride of Pride driver, How has that impacted? What will you take from here in your life? What will you take from this experience? How has it impacted you?
A lot of emotional, times. It's just, you know, not long after I started driving the 2015, I visited a VA home.
Right.
That had a lot of, believe it or not, it had some World War II veterans.
Yeah.
In Korea and Vietnam.
Yeah.
And these gentlemen, heroes in my words, I guess, wanted to come out and see the truck. And so, you know, we put them in their wheelchairs and their walkers, and we took them out to the truck. I parked out front.
Right.
And initially I was just going to park out front, and they were going to look out the window. But
right.
That wasn't good enough.
Right.
You know,
right,
when Patriot, which is my truck's name.
Yeah.
When we rolled in, they insisted they had to go outside. So they went outside, and, you know, we all took a group picture. And they were all teary-eyed, and they really appreciated the truck more than I ever thought they would.
Yeah. You know, it's just a great experience. I know for you and the other drivers of the Ride of Pride trucks over the years, and again, we can't thank you enough for stopping by here, Jay. We can't thank you enough for your service. Saying thank you is just a drop in the ocean, but we certainly do thank you for your service. We are forever grateful for your service. And we want to remind veterans out there that if you want to get in touch with Schneider, it's real simple. SchneiderJobs.com. As you mentioned, Jay, a fairly large number of drivers with Schneider are veterans. They know how to treat the veterans. They have respect for the veterans. And they want to help you take on that next role in your life, which could be a great career. I think it is a great program that they started some time ago. They've gotten a lot of national attention from the major media groups over this, and I'm proud of that, because I like to see that for the trucking industry get some positive attention, and that's exactly what I know Schneider is doing here. So it's really great to have them doing this. And Jay, again, thank you, and continued great experiences out there on the road. That's what we wish for you.
Okay, I appreciate it, sir. And just one thing, you know, drivers, non-drivers can come out to the Gatch Truck Show.
Sure.
Booth 9027.
Right.
Patriot, the 2015 Ride of Pride truck is there.
Right.
So come out and see us.
It's great. Jay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, sir.